We're back here on Giants.com, and it's time for another edition of Crossfire. Today, my opponent is Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk, and today's question, what is the most significant rule change being discussed at the NFL meetings? Paul, what do you think?
Well, for me, it's the parameters of instant replay, John. Because, you know, we've talked about replay for so many years, and there have been so many different permutations. But one of the things I know that Baltimore coach John Harbaugh was talking about the other day is there are so many different rules and regulations about replay. Why don't we just expand it and say the few things that maybe you can't review as opposed to the few things that you can review? So that's my big deal right now. I like to see them widen the scope of replay much more than it is right now.
I like the idea of increasing the number of challenges if you get one of your challenges right. But to me, that's too related to replay. That's a little boring. I don't want to agree with you here. So instead, I'm going to go with the rule regarding what's a catch. And I think there is going to be no change this year. So the new rule is that there is no new rule. The catch is going to be defined the same way it was last year. A player has possession of the football and it counts as a catch when he's no longer bobbling it, full control, 2 feet down, and then a certain amount of time elapsing, you know, turning himself into a runner was the, exactly. That was the rule used last year. And I think really when you look at NFL games and you watch them, that's something that I really still think can be a question from game to game, figuring out what is a catch. So the more that can be cleared up to me, the better off all of us will be.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one, John. I remember the one that was in place maybe 25, 30 years ago, which was pretty simple. Guy catches the ball, feet down, inbounds, Looks good.
The problem you have with that is unintended consequences. You get a lot more fumbles
that
time.
I know.
And then defensive players have more motivation to go after the ball, defenseless receiver. So all the rules on top of rules, it makes the job the competition committee does, Paul, in all seriousness, very difficult. These guys have a real tough job to figure out what the best rules are for the National Football League moving forward.
Well, they do, John. And the truth is, as they try to tweak them all the time, they're always trying to do it in the cause of player safety. And unfortunately, sometimes it gets muddled a little bit too much, and that's where a lot of these controversies come in. But the intent is always good.
And that's why we play Crossfire. He's Paul Dottino. I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.